Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
If our life really worked to deliver our deepest wishes for pure happiness and lasting freedom from any pain or discomfort, we'd have it and there would be no need to visit a Buddhist center. It's because we have some wisdom and we're beginning to really understand that no matter how hard we work to find all the things we long for in our life, we're not finding it. We're not being able to actually establish that. And the more we try to create the causes for happiness, we just find ourselves with more and more obstacles, more problems, more difficulties. And we think something's wrong with us. And we're so desperate, we've tried everything else, and we go, well, I may as well try Buddhism. What's Buddhism got to offer me? I've done everything else. So congratulations, you have struck gold, because there's nothing goes deeper than Buddhist understanding of reality. And this is what all of Buddha's teachings are about. They are about revealing the level of deception in our own mind that we don't even realize is deceiving us. Right now, our minds are pervaded by what are called delusions, distortions, that are keeping us stuck and trapped in a very limited existence and confined to experiencing pain now and in the future, while those distortions remain in our mind. So by distortions, I'm meaning an ignorance of not understanding that we are not our body and our mind. Normally, we perceive our body and our mind and we think, I. This is our biggest mistake, because our body and mind are not our I, they're our possessions. There's a self that possesses a body and mind, because we say my body and my mind, don't we? So this is like number one, deepest core mistake in our mind. Big deception that we have no idea that is even there because we're so familiar with it. But on the basis of that, we develop a self-centered, egotistical view, believing that that I is the center of the universe. And because of this huge error, because we can't all be the center of the universe, right? You know, that perception that I am supremely important. My happiness, my freedom matters more than everybody else's. I mean, I'm not going to say that, but that is what we believe in our heart of hearts. And that's what drives us every day to fulfill our wishes and to solve our problems, because we're important, more important than others. So it's an exaggerated sense of self. You understand? So it's all of these distortions are characterized by an exaggeration. Okay? It's not to say that we're not important. Every single one of us is very important. But there's not any one person more important than anyone else when it comes to happiness and freedom. We're all equal. Okay? But that's not what our mind is telling us. And then from this comes uncontrolled desire. We have such attachment to everything, actually. Our bodies, our environments, places, peoples, other people's bodies. We have attachment to all our wishes and our opinions. We're attached to everything with an exaggerated sense that these things will bring us our happiness. You know, we run around trying to manifest a life that's going to be comfortable and enjoyable. We think enjoyments are real happiness. And we chase them like mirages every single day. We're just kind of crawling more and more to all our little attachments and our fulfilling our desires and so forth. So I'm going to go into a little bit more detail of this next week. But when our desires are not fulfilled, what happens? We're frustrated, we're disappointed, we get unhappy. And then when we're unhappy, we start blaming everyone and everything around us for our unhappiness. So it's everybody's fault that we're unhappy, and it's everybody's fault that we have problems. It's all out there, isn't it? It's the world is upside down and it's wrong. If only it just did what I wanted it to do, then I could relax and be happy forevermore. Yeah? So we're perpetually looking outside of ourselves for our happiness and also for our freedom. But we're not realizing that our own faults and limitations and all of the pain of our life is coming from within our own mind, from these mistaken ways of seeing ourselves, others, and the world around us. Like distorted mirrors, they reflect a distorted world, and we relate to that world as if it were true. We don't think it's a distortion. We 100% believe what we're perceiving because it's our mind, right? And we're right. Everybody else is wrong, but I'm right because I'm me. Anyway, sorry, I'm just kind of like trying to give the big picture of essentially realizing what we've been looking at, the Four Noble Truths. Buddha's saying we need to know suffering, meaning we need to know suffering of future lives that will come. We need to understand the nature of suffering pervades our life. So that's the main thing that we've been looking at. But we need to understand that these are coming from origins, which are delusions, which we must abandon. And we abandon them by practicing paths, Buddhist pathways, inner pathways in our mind that actively oppose those distortions in our mind. The opposite of these distortions are reality-based states of mind, wisdom minds. Mind of love, for example, opposes the hatred in our heart, the anger and so forth. It also opposes the self-cherishing in our heart. We start to see the reality is that we're all equal in our wish for happiness and freedom. And our mind expands and we naturally begin to see others for who they actually are, rather than just people that are in the way or people that we want in our lives. And the vast majority of everybody else, we don't care. They can do what they like. They're not significant to me. You know, that's kind of a very unbalanced, biased perspective we have because of this distortion of ourselves. So Buddha's saying this isn't our fault, you know. This is not like anything to get really heavy about and negative about and give ourselves a big hard time about. These faults are within our mind and have been within our mind since beginningless time, essentially. Deep, deep familiarity and imprints. But those delusions are not intrinsic. They're not who we are. Right now, we barely recognize them. We need Buddha to come in and show us, like, by the way, you know, the reason you're experiencing a lot of pain and problems in your life is because you're living your life through distorted beliefs. You're really buying into what you're perceiving through these delusions without even realizing that we have these delusions. But that is actually what's making us so unhappy all the time. These delusions function to make our mind agitated, confused, and unhappy. They destroy the natural peace that's in our mind. And therefore, meditating on spiritual teachings connects us to reality and helps us develop pure and peaceful states of mind. The real causes of happiness comes from mental peace, come from when we actually meditate on reality. We contemplate and meditate on reality, and then a beautiful, joyful, light, spacious feeling arises in our heart because we're recognizing the truth and it resonates with our deepest self, our deepest potential. So this is true for all those beautiful minds such as love and compassion, but also for this mind of renunciation, which is simply a wish to free yourself permanently from all suffering, now and in the future. Understanding there's a bigger context of our life beyond this life. Generally, all we're thinking about, we're consumed by the pain, the problems, the happiness of this life alone. But from a Buddhist perspective, this is just one life. Literally a drop in the ocean in comparison to all the lives we've had in the past and all the lives we will continue to have in the future. But the thing about this life, as we've just sort of touched on in the meditation, is to appreciate that right now, this life presents an opportunity with all the freedoms, the relative freedoms we actually have in our life, to train our mind to access these paths, inner paths, to attain cessations of these origins and break free from all suffering permanently. So this is, from a Buddhist perspective, we call this a precious human life because we have the opportunity to train our mind to change these distortions and actualize our good qualities, our pure potentiality. This limitless love, compassion, and wisdom that's just there. But we kind of don't give it any energy because we're so focused on finding happiness from outside of ourselves. We're kind of ignoring the pure qualities within our mind. And that's all Buddhism is actually trying to evolve, those pure potentialities and good qualities that purify all the negativity. The pure potential is indestructible, and all the negativities are entirely destructible. They're not who we are. So we don't feel bad about being deluded. We just realize that that's why we feel bad all of the time. It's because we have these distortions. You know, all like jealousy and pride and all our selfishness and our greedy minds and our miserliness and there's so many, all those ugly states of mind are just delusions, distortions. And it's possible to get rid of them and reveal a purer and purer self. But in order to do this, we need to really, really see the reality of our life as it is. At the moment, you know, some people I've been accused in the past of being a little bit naive, and, you know, Buddhists believe in Buddhas and past and future lives and all these things you can't really see or prove. It's not very scientific and it's all very, like, a bit mystical. I've been accused of being a little bit naive, sentimental, or romantic, right? But from my perspective, 25 years actually, of studying Buddhist teachings, I still haven't found the catch. I've been looking for it for 25 years, and I still can't find the catch. It simply works. it works. And actually, the more, although it's unfamiliar and a little bit challenging to our normal perspectives, when we actually begin to check it out honestly in our life experience, it just resonates. And we begin to sort of realize that actually it's our ordinary views of things, not believing past and future lives, and thinking that life's okay and I'm going to make it work. It's kind of unrealistic, romantic, and sentimentalized. If we check, we've got this kind of, yeah, really unrealistic perspective on our life. My life has not worked up to now. I've experienced lots of horrendous problems and pain and suffering. I don't just mean me personally. I'm assuming all of you. We've all had our stuff. We've all had our traumas, our pain. Well, maybe you youngsters are still to go through it, but I don't know. You've had your elements. Yeah. Exactly. So it's really uncomfortable, but we've still got this kind of optimism of like, but at some point, if I just work hard enough, I'll find the magical chemistry and have the right person at the right time and the right place and the right situation and the right everything else. And then, boom, happy ever after. It's going to arise. I would say that's a little bit sentimental and romantic and unrealistic, no?
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.